You saw Gary getting rushed to the hospital again. What were you thinking?
I hate to see that, man. You know, I got all the love in the world for Coach Kubiak, and, you know, his health is something that, you know, is important to me. So, you know, I hope he's doing well, and, you know, praying for him and his family.
Were you happy to see him and all the former coaches here win that ring?
Yeah, I was happy for him. I know how much goes into that. You know, I spent a lot of time with him and a lot of time with those guys. So was definitely happy to see them get one.
Well, you talked about having kind of a flashback of what happened several years ago with him here.
Yeah.
Gary, you have some similar emotions when you heard about that and what y'all were going through then as opposed to now?
Yeah, I thought about it. You know, when I heard he had to go to the hospital, definitely thought about that the night against Indy, you know, when he went down on the sideline. Just, you know, scary feeling, you know, and not quite knowing all the particulars of what was going on. Just hoping and praying that he was okay.
What John said. How happy, proud were you for Gary when he got that ring, those guys that you worked with for so long?
I was happy for him. You know, like I said, I got all the love in the world for those guys. I know how much they put into to getting there, you know, and happy for them, happy for the players that I got to play with that were part of that team. And, you know, got to see OD's ring not too long ago. And, you know, it definitely gives you even more incentive to go get one of your own.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
He brought it out.
Yeah, he brings it up pretty often. It was impressive.
DeAndre says what he saw from Brock in the final couple of drives in overtime. He said he's a fighter, he's a winner. Is that something you already knew, you needed to see? Or
I knew that. You know, I think from his personality and just the things that he exhibits to us, we all know he's a leader. You know, he's resilient. He's even-keeled, always optimistic, always upbeat. You know, never gets down on himself or on us as his teammates. So we always knew that, you know. But I think us as a group coming out there, being able to make the plays that we made, it said a lot about our team as a whole.
Is it kind of good to have that knowledge that y'all guys can come back in a game like that if y'all guys are down?
Yeah, it's good. You know, we've had a couple games that got out of our hands. And, you know, this game we're down a couple touchdowns with not much time left. And, you know, could have easily went that way, you know, but guys dug deep, you know, believed in each other, you know, went out there, and, you know, all it took is a couple guys to make some plays here and there. He wiped right back in it, went into overtime, and I think the consensus amongst the team, once we went into overtime, we knew we were going to win it.
How impressed are you by what Lamar Miller did, especially on that touchdown play? Is that kind of what you see from him all the time?
We always know the kind of potential, you know, he has to break a big one. He runs hard, he's fast, very elusive. And, you know, that touchdown pass he caught was amazing. You know, nothing short of amazing. I'm just glad he's on our side.
Is there anything you guys can do other than play well to help Brock, knowing what a hostile atmosphere it's going to be for him?
I think he knows what's going to be like. He, you know, he's played there for a long time. You know, he knows what to expect from those fans. For us, we just have to protect him. We have to do our job up front to keep him calm and poised and able to operate back there standing upright. You know, that's all we can do. We can run the ball well, you know, so it's not a one-dimensional game. And that's about it.
He's going to deflect these kinds of questions, but can you envision what this will be like for him going back? And it's a major storyline, you know, and going back in this situation, being at the center of all this.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of emotions involved. You know, he spent a lot of time there. You know, won a ring there, you know, and you know, I'm sure it'll be a lot of emotions involved for him, you know, but I know how committed he is to this team and to winning this game, you know, for reasons outside of just beating his former team, but just to go out and win another game for us, you know, so that's all we're really concerned with.
What are the challenges for the front seven?
A lot of talented players, you know, obviously they have a very, very great, great player in Von Miller that we have to account for. You know, but he's not the only one. They have a number of Pro Bowl players on that defense. And, you know, we know it's a big challenge for us. It's a big test, but we're ready for it.